God for His grace. As you go to the very back of your Old Testament and start going to the left, right between the book of Obadiah and Joel, you'll find a little book called Amos. Sometimes these minor prophets get overlooked. You don't hear much preaching out of these books. But God had men that He used for special purposes at specific times. Would you agree with that? Like Jonah. Jonah went down the road, far as we know, preached one time. That's all he ever did. He never did celebrate 16 years as a pastor. I don't reckon. All I know is he went and preached one time, and a whole city got right over. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Todd.
Hallelujah.
God would have situations and periods that His people would go through, and He would raise up a preacher or prophet to go by and address the situation where His children were. Does that make sense? And Amos chapter number 7. How many of you found Amos? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amos chapter number 7. I want you to look at one verse of Scripture, a couple. Then I'll explain to you a little bit about what's going on. The Bible said in verse number 7 of chapter 7, "Thus He showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a," say that word with me, "a plumb line, with a plumb line in His hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass them by anymore." If you'll read the first part of the chapter down to that verse, you saw that, or you'll see that the Lord was going to do this or bring this type of judgment or that type of judgment, and the man of God would pray and God would repent of it and not do it. But then He says, I'm not going to pass by again. I'm going to set a plumb line over my people Israel. Israel in the book of Amos have gotten to a, Brother Don preached in our preacher's class today, and he preached on being totally backslid, or the steps to backsliding. I forgot what he titled, but it was an awesome message. In Israel, if you'll study their life, they're always up and down, on and off, in and out, kind of like me and you. Say amen right there. You ain't just right with God and Holy Joe all the time.
Amen.
You put on a pretty good front when you come to church, amen?
Yeah.
And so do I.
Yeah.
But that's our nature. We're up and down. We're on and off. We're in and out. One day we feel like a nut, one day we don't, amen? But they were at a place where they are away from God and way away from God. And they were no longer even serving the only true God. It was so bad that the nation was divided into a northern and a southern kingdom. Split right down the middle. Boy, that ought to be a good warning for a church, oughtn't it? We don't stay right with God, the devil will tear his place right down the middle. Amen. He can tear it right down the middle, split us up, man. I want 16 more years together. But he can learn that, amen.
Amen. Amen.
This man by the name of Jeroboam was the king of the northern kingdom. Up under his leadership, Israel prospered, if you will. By the way, prosperity is not always a sign that a nation is where it ought to be with God. We're living in a country, even with the recession, probably the richest nation on this planet.
Yeah.
are the most in debt nation on this planet. Let's just be truth about it, amen? Even with the mess we're in, there's nowhere else I'd rather live. I've been to Canada and Mexico and Jamaica and going to Australia next year and got to travel and see some of the world. I kind of like it right here.
Yeah.
Brother Charles was reading the letter from the guy from the Philippines, and I had a missionary say, I want you to come and preach a week in the Philippines. I said, no. He said, pray about it. I said, no. He said, you won't even pray about it? I said, no, I'm afraid the Lord make me go. I have no desire to go to the Philippines. I like America. Yes. Say amen.
Amen.
You say, well, preacher, I don't like it. Get out. They sell plane tickets every 5 minutes right down there at Hartsfield, Atlanta, Jackson. It'll take you somewhere.
Yes.
Amen. Go to that international concourse. Let Brother William Collins put your bag in the plane and get. Amen. There's some things about her I don't like that's going on, but I love my country.
Amen.
Prosperity is not a sign of a godly nation. Under Jeroboam's leadership, this king was caught up in idolatry, and the people were beginning to worship idols. And God's fixing to get on them real bad, and he raises up this prophet, Amos. And he gives Amos this illustration about this plumb line. And it's a pretty awesome illustration. I love the way God takes common things to help us understand spiritual things. Somebody said, that preacher tells too many stories. You wouldn't have liked Jesus very much. Jesus said, you see that tree over there? Jesus said, you see them sheep over there? Go down to the creek and catch a fish and get money out of his. I mean, just all kind of, it's always parables and stories.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He'll use a common thing to teach us a spiritual truth.
Yes, sir.
And I believe there's a spiritual truth in this story that you and I need to get. I borrowed this from Brother Warren. How many of you know what a plumb line is? If you've done any kind of construction, you know what a plumb line is. It's this heavy, weighted, pointy thing on the bottom. And when you hold that thing up, what this does, this plumb line, is two things. It's a guide, but it's also a judge. Let me say it again. It's a guide, but it's also a judge. The word plumb means straight. Now, you can stand there and look at that wall all day long and say, that looks pretty straight, but you don't know. Do you put the plumb line on it?
Amen.
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 I'm not much of a carpenter. I'm a bad carpenter, be honest with you. I've built things before. I built dog houses, and the dogs won't even go in them. I kid you not. They stand there and look at that thing and go, what in the world? Everything looks good till you start trying to put the finishing touches on it. And the corners ain't square. God said, Amos, he said he's standing on a wall built with a plumb line. In other words, what they did is that wall went up. They used that plumb line as they built to keep that wall straight. Brother Freddie does that on his job, laying cement block and brick. That plumb line is to keep everything going exactly plumb, straight as it goes. That plumb line doesn't change. That plumb line doesn't move, and it keeps that wall straight. And God said, I want to set a plumb line over my people Israel. Why? As they build their lives, I want them to have something to measure off of to keep it straight. I want them to have a guide to go by to keep it straight. But not only that, every now and then I want to drop a plumb line on their life, not to help them build, but to judge where they are. Are you with me? Now let me just tell you tonight, God has given us a plumb line. God has given us a plumb line. I remember years ago somebody had put out something kind of like the Sword of the Lord, a religious periodical that come in the mail, and it was called the Plumb Line. I'm sorry, there's no periodical is our plumb line. Catchy little name, and I understand where they got it, and I'm not knocking them. It may be some of your friends, I don't know. But a paper that comes out that got a sermon or two by different preachers in it and some announcements about revival, that's not our plumb line. That's not what we're building our lives by. Amen. I love the sword of the Lord, but I'm not building my life on it. Amen. Are we okay? Brother Paul Chappell's church started putting out a magazine. I think it's called The Baptist or something. I forgot. That thing is awesome. Brother Charles got me one that they started printing over there in Australia, Brother Shemish and them. And, one of the best magazines I've ever seen in my life. Just phenomenal. But it will aid me in building my life, but I'm not going to build my life using that as my only guide.
Amen.
Amen. God has given us a plumb line. Now, let me give you some lessons about the plumb line. A few little thoughts and we'll go to the house. I know you know what our plumb line is. I hope you know that it's this book right here. That's our plumb line. We make no apologies for it. Amen. We defend it. And when we talk about the Bible, we're talking about the King James Bible. Amen. And we hold our head up when we say it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Why has it got to be that one? It's straight.
Yes.
Amen. I heard one preacher in a church, this is what he did. Before church, he was teaching on why the King James Bible. And he handed Bibles out, different versions around the church. And what he would do, and he handed some people certain versions on, versions. He handed certain people certain versions on purpose.
Amen.
And he would go around the room as he was preaching the message and he'd have them read the scripture. You know how many cuss words is in some of them Bibles?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about vulgar. And he'd get to this one, he'd have a lady stand up to read it, and she'd just stop. And she'd say, "No, Pastor." He said, "Let your daughter do it." Then he'd call out verses, key verses. And they'd stand up to read it out of their version, and it wasn't there. This Bible is our plumb line. Let me say it again. This Bible is our plumb line. This is the thing that we have got to build our lives against. This has got to be our measuring stick. This has got to be our line where we see if we're taking it up straight or not.
Yes,
amen. Are you all right tonight?
Yes.
Now I want to say a few things about this plumb line. Some of you may take offense. I use this plumb line of Brother Warren's as an illustration. Did you know this plumb line has never built anything?
That's right.
It's aided. It's helped in getting something built and getting something built right.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
But a plumb line doesn't build anything. Amen.
Amen.
Did you know by itself that Bible doesn't build anything?
Right.
Some of the most shallowest Christians I know are so-called Bible-believing Baptists. The average, now don't get mad, I'm just telling you the truth. The average deacon in a Baptist church could not give you two verses on eternal security. Well, it got quiet. You say, "Pastor, it's Pastor Appreciation Day." I'm trying to help us. We've got to set this book up as our guide. Hey, you can have 30 laying around the house. How many of your homes has got more than one Bible in it? I don't even know how many Bibles mine's got. My wife has one everywhere. There's probably one in a car. There's one on the kitchen table. There's one in the pew right there where she's at. We got Bibles all over the place.
Amen.
It ain't much good If Brother Warren goes out to start a brand new commercial building, and he says, "Oh, that looks good, go right ahead. That's straight enough."
Come on, bro.
He's got a plumb line in the truck. Amen. Oh yeah, I believe in the plumb line. Yes, hallelujah, that's right. That's the only way to do it. That's the only way to go.
Yeah, bro.
I don't think we need it for this. We got the plumb line. We believe in the plumb line. We believe in what we're using to keep our job going straight by, but we don't use it.
That's right, bro.
Yeah.
Amen.
Or, like Brother Freddie, when you call him to borrow it, he don't know where it is. I'm not talking about his Bible. I guarantee you he knows where that's at.
Yeah.
I said, "Brother, you got a plumb line?" He said, "I think so." I said, "Man, I used to have one. I don't know where mine's at either." I wonder how many Christians are like that with their Bible. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Really? Where's it at?
Yeah.
I walk through church and cut the lights off, getting ready to lock up sometimes when, like Brother Dwayne's sick, he usually does it for me. So anyway, I walk through. You'd be surprised how many. No, you wouldn't, because you do it. I don't know what I'm saying. How many Bibles are laying in the pews when y'all go home?
Yeah.
Now one person gave me something and I thought, okay, I'll buy that. That's my church Bible. I'll just leave it right there. Well, I'll never forget to bring my Bible to church. I got a bunch of Bibles, but I'm kind of a one Bible guy.
Yeah.
I kind of get used to looking at that thing. I know where certain verses are, which side of the page they're on.
Yeah. Amen.
This is
my church Bible.
That's your church Bible too? Is it going to be laying in the pew when you go home tonight? I didn't think so. Amen. What I'm saying is the thing's not going to build itself, or your life's not going to build itself by this plumb line if that plumb line has never been used.
Amen.
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 By itself, it'll build nothing. By itself, our Bibles will build nothing. They've got to be open. They've got to be used.
Amen.
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 They've got to be used. I want to build good marriages. I want to build good homes.
Yep.
Don't take offense with me. You know I love you. But some of these cats that are preaching on TV are no more Bible preachers than a man in the moon.
Amen.
It's a glorified Dr. Phil show with the name Jesus thrown in every now and then.
Amen.
That's all it is. When a man won't tell you, then a man won't tell you there's a price for sin.
Yeah.
That there's a place called hell.
Amen.
Something's wrong with that cat.
Yes, amen.
Y'all know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Amen.
Everybody, every time I mention his name, somebody gets offended.
Yourself,
I'm talking about Smiling Joel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was here in Atlanta or he's coming to Atlanta. Somebody told me that. You know what? It cost $45 to get in. I thought, man, we'll try that. We'll pay this place off. Amen. You say, "Preacher, you shouldn't criticize." I'm not criticizing. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
How can people build solid lives on solid foundations if you don't give it to them? I love preaching sweet. I love preaching on heaven. But every now and then, I got to preach something scorching on hell.
Yeah.
Amen. I hope we're okay tonight. That plumb line's got to be used, or we're going to wind up with a crooked mess.
Amen, brother.
And you know what? You usually don't realize it's off till it's too late to do anything about it.
Yeah.
The only cure when that plumb line is used and that wall is out of, out of square and it's out of plumb, you know, there ain't but one thing to do. Tear it down. You can't say, "Well, just straighten it up a little bit." It's got to come down. Brick by brick. All the way back down to where it got off.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Sometimes when we want to get things going on the right path again in our life, Brother Don, I mean, you would not believe the message that boy preached in our class this afternoon. He talked about being backslid and being out of church. You know what you got to do? You got to tear down all the way back down to where it got off.
Amen.
and then start again.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen, brother.
That plumb line must be used to get the right kind of wall built, but that plumb line must be continued to be used during the whole building process. It's not just something to start with. It's something to finish with.
Amen.
What that thing does, and by the way, you're going to be building your wall to the day you die.
Yes, sir.
You're never going to arrive.
Amen.
You're never going to reach some plateau or place of spiritual perfection in your life and say, well, I'm done with that. I don't need that no more.
Yeah.
You see, this is not a novel. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not a novel.
Amen.
It's not a horror story. It's not a fictional book.
Amen.
When you read it, you read it, you've read it.
Yeah, come on, preacher. Amen, brother.
This is a spiritual book.
Amen.
This is a well of living water.
Yes, brother.
And every time we open it, it's brand new.
Yeah.
Every time we pull this plumb line out on our lives, it gives us instruction every single day. I bet you I've read the book of Proverbs, I don't know, I hate to guess how many times, and it's still amazing how every time you know, if you read one chapter of Proverbs a day, you'll read the book of Proverbs every month.
Amen.
Yeah.
A proverb for every day. Amen. It's a pretty good idea, huh? Man, it's amazing how you just keep getting stuff. Even from verses you can quote.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
But we've got to keep using this thing. And here's the reason why. Here's the reason why. What this plumb line does is it verifies or solidifies that we're on the right track.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If I'm not careful, I can get to examining myself or comparing myself to Brother Jay, or comparing myself to Brother Freddie, and these are good guys. Let's say, I could compare myself to Charles Manson. I look pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm doing great.
Man.
I'm comparing my life to a man's life whose marriage is falling apart, and I look at the great relationship I have with my wife, and I think, we're doing all right.
Yeah.
I look at my children who are decent, good kids, and I can compare them to kids that are rotten. I can say, we've done a good job. You see, it's easy to fool myself.
Yeah. Right.
And our human nature don't want to compare ourselves to what is really straight.
Amen.
And what is really like. What we try to do is we purposely pick out something that we know is worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, preacher.
Amen, bro.
Yeah.
And say, you ever been in a church where everybody thought they was something? They got their noses stuck so high in the air, if it rained, they'd drown. Old preacher was preaching in a church for a friend of mine just over here where I just preached a few weeks ago, 80-something years old, and they had him come to the piano and play a song before he brought the message. And he said, how many of you believe we come from dust? Every one of them raised their hand. He said, how many of you believe we're going to return to dust? Everyone raised their hand. He leaned down and he said, well, I think I just found one of your members up under this piano. Dry.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yes.
We all right? The reason they act that way is because they really think they're better than you. It's not an act. It's reality. You see, they're building their lives. Their plumb line that they're using for their life is their financial security. And we've saw just in the last few months how fast that can go.
Amen.
We've learned you can go from the head of the totem pole to the unemployment line overnight.
Amen.
Overnight, they're comparing what they drive against what you drive. They're comparing how they dress to how you dress, but never comparing themselves to this. If we compare ourselves to this, I don't care whether you're Charles Dyer, the godliest man I know, Brother Freddie Young, the most Bible knowledgeable guy I know, I don't care who you are. You compare yourself to this very much and you're going to drop your head. I get to thinking, man, I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay till I get in that.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
You ever read the Bible and got depressed? Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
If you ain't read it much. I've read through this thing and thought, shoot, I ain't never going to amount to nothing. I'm crooked again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how much quicker it is to keep that plumb line on that wall the whole time you're building and not just go back and check it every now and then just to realize you're off? But with every aspect, every level, what do you call them, rows, brother? Courses. Every course of block, each rung on the ladder you climb in your spiritual life, if it's compared to this, it'll never go up. If it's always being built by this,
amen,
by that,
amen,
it'll never go off.
Amen.
But how many times do we have to go back and in a revival meeting, in the camp meeting,
yeah,
once a year at the youth rally, and we drop a plumb line and go, man, I got to start tearing blocks off. I got to go all the way back to where I got right last time. We really think we're doing all right. And you know where it gets us? Some preacher will get up and preach. Some verse of scripture will hit us right between the eyes. And you know, since we won't check it ourselves, God's dropping that plumb line on you. He's going, you're crooked. You're off.
Yes,
I hope we're all right.
Amen.
Now listen. If your actions in your life don't agree with the plumb line, don't change the plumb line.
Amen.
The devil don't like fasting.
Yeah.
So what did he do? He took it out of the plumb line. The devil don't want you to study. So what did he do? He took it out of the plumb line.
Yeah.
The devil sure don't like Christ, so what did he do? He watered him down in the plumb line.
Amen.
In places he totally omitted him.
Yes, sir.
The devil likes foul language, so what did he do? He put it in the plumb line.
Yeah.
And America bought it hook, line, and sinker. And we're building on something that's not a plumb line at all.
Amen.
Because if it ain't straight, it ain't a plumb line.
Amen.
If it ain't straight, it can no longer be a plumb line. Amen. Well, it's a little quiet in here. I'm kind of quiet myself. I know how you're feeling. When you get to thinking y'all this, every time you get mad at the preacher over something he says, don't do that. Check yourself.
Yeah.
Go home and search it out for yourself and say, wait a minute now, is that really right, Lord?
Yes.
Are there really verses missing in my Bible? Let me see about this. They really cussing in here? In my Bible? Does that preacher know what he's talking about? When we preach against some sin and it gets up under your skin, it may be because the plumb line's trying to show you you're crooked.
Yeah.
And the last thing we want to do is admit it when we're crooked.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Don't check yourself against me. You may come out looking pretty good.
Amen.
Don't check yourself against somebody else's husband. You know what I used to say to her all the time? She'd fuss at me. She used to fuss at me a lot. She don't no more. She's got better. She would fuss, and she'd compare me to somebody. Or we'd be fussing. That night, she wouldn't compare me, I would. I'd say, well, at least I'm not like so-and-so's husband. But boy, then I got over in Ephesians chapter 5, and God dropped a plumb line on me.
Yeah.
And he said, husband, love your wives even as so-and-so's husband loves her. Even as Christ loved the church. And it dawned on me, Brother Greg, it ain't you I got to be better than.
That's right.
It's not Jason Shipp that I've got to check myself against.
Yeah.
It's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's tougher, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That goofball TV preacher, I don't even know if he's still on there, that Kenneth Copeland. You ever seen him? I used to have a tape and I loaned it to somebody because they got mad at me for saying this, so I gave them the tape so they could hear it for themselves. He said, look at me, look at me, look at me. He said, you're looking in the face of Jesus. I said, no, man. You got a big old zit on your nose. Jesus is perfect. Ain't nothing wrong with him. I can find fault within you, buddy. I look hard enough.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen, brother.
That's a little bit arrogant.
Yeah.
I know Christ is in me.
Yes.
But I ain't him.
Amen. Yeah.
How do you know? I've compared myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, it gets quiet when you name names. It's just true. He said it. This plumb line will keep us straight. We'll get to the end of the line and we'll look at what God's allowed us to build with our lives. And we'll stand before Him. You know what He's going to do? He's going to inspect our building. The Bible talks about the judgment, the books being opened. What books are they? I think there's 66 of them. God's not going to judge you out of a book He didn't allow you to read.
Yeah.
And He's going to drop that plumb line. He's going to say it's reckoning day. Every area, every aspect. And to some, and I've heard this, and I don't mean to be critical, because I've done it too. I don't know how many people I've heard say, oh, I just can't wait till I see Jesus and I hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I'm afraid I ain't going to be as many people hear that. You might get to hear it when He says it to Brother Charles.
Amen.
When any construction job, and I'm done preaching, I'll quit. When any construction job is done, before ownership can be transferred, there is a final inspection. And that's what that judgment seat of Christ is going to be. It's going to be our final. Now, wait a minute. There's inspections through the whole building process. The foundation's inspected. What the foundation is being built on, the footing is inspected before the foundation can even be built. The frame is inspected, the plumbing, the wiring, the heating and air, everything.
Amen.
Every phase of construction is inspected.
Yes.
I want a good judgment seat.
Amen.
But I'm afraid when He drops this thing on Eddie White, he's going to go, boy, you got off right there. Got a little bit out here, but what were you thinking? Oh, I'd love to hear well done. My good and faithful servant. But I'm afraid in some areas of my life He's going to say, you made a mess. Amen. Our plumb line is the Word of God. Let me just stop right here. It's easier to build straight the first time. than it is to tear down and start over. It's costly. It's costly. Sometimes you can't even use the same material because it got destroyed in the process of tearing down the crooked wall. Let's don't be afraid to drop our plumb line on us. Let's make sure we've got the right one, that it is straight.
Amen.
Let's study this thing out. Sit in Brother Warren's Sunday school class. Find out. That's what he's teaching on the King James Bible right now. Find out that all them other versions didn't even come from the same manuscripts that this Bible came from. These manuscripts came out of Antioch. The one every other, if you got any other version other than a King James Bible, most likely the text your Bible was translated from came out of Egypt.
Yeah.
Which is always a type of the world. Y'all okay? Study that thing out. I'm not being critical and bashing everything up. I don't even know why I'm doing this. As far as I know, everybody in here got a King James Bible. Do you know that's the only text that hadn't got a copyright on it?
Yeah.
The only.
Amen.
The only. You say, what about the new King James? There's not that many changes. It was about money too.
Yeah.
Why were the changes made? So they could copyright it.
Yeah.
And every time one printed, somebody getting some K-A-S-H.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen, preacher. You're right.
I told y'all I didn't go to college. I heard one preacher on TV the other day. I'm not against this. I don't know what version they are. But he did topical Bibles. He did a Bible for businessmen. Put nothing but business verses in it relating to business. Bible for mothers. A Bible for fathers. A Bible for husbands. And he just kept on and he kept on and he kept on. And he's bragging about how many millions of dollars he got made. They're in bookstores all across America. And he said that's why he did it. Good concept. But the wrong motive behind it. Amen? Well, I hope we're all right tonight. I'm just glad I've checked the plumb line.
Yep.
And the plumb line's checked me.
Yes, sir.
I know where it's crooked. I know what needs fixing.
Yes, sir.
I'm not comparing it to any other plumb line. I'm comparing it to this one right here. When your kids come at you with, well, I don't see nothing wrong with, that's the problem. We don't see. Well, why can't I do this? Because the Bible said.
Yep.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Y'all ain't liking this. Aren't you glad God can give us His Word?
Amen.
Aren't you thankful for it?
Amen.
Hey, you know what? We ain't never complained about it when we're looking for comfort.
Amen.
Or an answer to a prayer. Amen. Brother Todd, y'all come.